booming job market, softening inflation, robust growth, the economy has performed well by just any measure, but the chief executive of the nation's largest bank is worried the U.S. still remains on the brink of a downturn.
Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, issued a sober economic forecast in his annual shareholder letter on Monday, warning that high inflation may prove more stubborn than expected, triggering rate hikes at the Federal Reserve and an eventual recession. Liam White reporting.
Russia and Ukraine are trading fresh accusations over renewed threats to Europe's largest nuclear plant that has been caught up in the war.
Moscow alleged that Ukraine was behind drone attacks on the facility that were witnessed by UN inspectors, and Kyiv is accusing Russia of disinformation tactics. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday called the drone attacks on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Russian-occupied southern Ukraine a very dangerous provocation. Benjamin Wright reporting.
South Korea successfully placed its second military reconnaissance satellite into orbit, Seoul's military said Monday.
This is a move that will heighten surveillance capabilities against North Korea amid a growing space race on the peninsula. The launch took place on Sunday evening at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, which was Monday morning in Seoul, South Korea's defense ministry said in a press release. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday gave a recap of her days-long trip to China, which included comments on the influx of Chinese-made goods into American and global markets.
President Biden and I are clear-eyed about the complexities of this relationship, Yellen said Monday at a press conference in Beijing on her second visit in 9 months to the Asian country. Wade Addison reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A driver crossed into oncoming traffic early Sunday morning and slammed into a semi-trailer, killing a child and sending two adults to the hospital, according to the Idaho State Police.
The child, who was in a child safety seat, died of injuries at the scene. The driver, a 39-year-old woman from Roseville, California, and a passenger, a 35-year-old man from Butte, Montana, were transported by air ambulance to the hospital. Both adults were wearing their seatbelts. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Two Oklahoma volunteer firefighters are recovering after suffering burns while battling a weekend wildfire in northwest Oklahoma, officials said Monday.
Moreland firefighters Jared Britton and Max Clark suffered injuries on Saturday when their truck was overrun by flames. Moreland Fire Chief Travis Case told the Associated Press. The wind was blowing 55 miles per hour, Case said. It just came around them. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Vatican on Monday declared gender-affirming surgery and surrogacy as grave violations of human dignity.
The Vatican's Doctrine Office issued Infinite Dignity, a 20-page declaration that has been in the works for 5 years. After substantial revision in recent months, it was approved March 25th by Pope Francis, who ordered its publication. Ann Parker reporting.
The future of Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis has garnered concern and debate in recent weeks after the city council voted last month to require that ride-hailing companies pay drivers a higher rate while they are within city limits.
Uber and Lyft responded by saying they would stop serving the Minneapolis area when the ordinance takes effect May 1st, causing the city to weigh the ordinance it passed. The state could also take action, while riders and drivers are left wondering what could come next. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.